Hi, I'm Chris Spezak, and this is the Words You Should Know podcast. A few stolen minutes out of your day to talk words and communication, because Ben Franklin and Kurt Cobain both influenced our modern English language, and spelling memes deserve to be debunked. Words, language, human communication, everything begins there. People surround us. Words surround us. The words we use for people surround us, and things can get tricky. We might fall into traps of not knowing better with words like gypsy, which is often considered a racial slur to people of the Roma population, along with the word gypped, as in, I was gypped, which stems from this gypsy word. So hints on that, it's one you probably want to cut from your vocabulary. I could go way, way deeper on language that offends, clearly. But what got me started on this concept of words for groups is the word hipster. Some words are cooler than cool, and this is one of them. Hipster. Is it related to hippie? Is it related to hip hip hooray? Let's get excited, folks. This is the Words You Should Know podcast, Season 3, Episode 5. Digging into this episode's word of choice, hipster. It feels so modern, right? Well, it does to me anyhow, but it really shouldn't. Get this. While its most recent revival has brought it back into the language spotlight, hipster is actually a pretty old word. Maybe you think of cool cats, dames, and dolls when you think of the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, but you know what else you should think of? Hipsters. Yep, and this discovery totally made me excited. I had no idea. One of the earliest known uses of hipster is in an article in the New York Tribune complaining about the drinkers in New York hotel dining rooms around the start of Prohibition. Why were they called hipsters? Because of the flasks hidden on their hips, of course. It makes perfect sense. I'm not sure it will work with skinny jeans, but there you go. There was also Cab Calloway's Hipster Dictionary, published in 1938, which was an introduction to the slang of musicians working in New York's Harlem. It became the official reference to jive slang in the New York Public Library, and it has the honor of being the first English dictionary published by an African-American man or woman. And personally, I love the wordplay of the Hipster's Dictionary, as opposed to the Webster's Dictionary. With the aid of this dictionary, you too could become hep to the jive. Love it. And yes, I said hep there, not hip. Just like this was the Hipster's Dictionary, not the Hipster's Dictionary. Different forms of hip and hep have been part of the English language slang, with some meaning of cool, for more than 100 years. The origin of these words is a bit muddier, though, with lots of possibilities and nothing quite as clear as the hipsters with their hip flasks. According to everything I've been able to find, hep, H-E-P, was first recorded in the Cincinnati Inquirer in 1903. Hip, H-I-P, was first recorded in a wonderfully casual, dialogue-filled short novel in 1904, George V. Hobart's Jim Hickey, A Story of One-Night Stands. And if I gave you that book title, Jim Hickey, A Story of One-Night Stands, I bet you anything you would not have guessed that it was written in 1904. In fact, I feel like I just read that story. Even back in these earliest uses, hip and hep both held the meaning of being trendy, worldwise, and sophisticated. So if hipsters and hepsters were around in the 1930s, then you can see the cool evolution of hip on its journey. The 1940s brought us hepcats, and then, in roughly 1965, there was the word hippie, again with this definition returning of young people who are rejecting the rules of their society in one way or another. Hipster, as we know it today, seems to have returned in recent decades. But according to the written record, it never quite died out. So what do we say to that? Hip hip hallelujah. Nope, that's not right. Hip hip hooray. The American writer Catherine Drinker Bowen, who won the National Book Award in 1958, once said, "For your born writer, nothing is so healing as the realization that he has come upon the right word." Who out there relates? I know I do. And I'll take it one step further. The right word can be lightning when it strikes, igniting a story, a sentence, an idea, however you're communicating it. But for me, Knowing the context and history of that word, where it comes from, where it's been, where it might be going, that is not only healing, it's empowering. Hip hip hooray to that, whether you consider yourself a hipster, a hippie, or otherwise. Are you curious or confused about the words you use every day? For more information, there's my book, An Elements of Style for the Twitter Generation, called Get a Grip on Your Grammar, 250 Writing and Editing Reminders for the Curious or Confused. You can also sign up for my monthly newsletter to learn more at getagriponyourgrammar.com. And here is my big update. My next book is coming out in January of 2020, The Novel Editing Workbook, because finishing a manuscript is amazing, but writers still need to finish the job. Stay tuned for more details. How have words been intriguing you lately? I'd love to know. Again, connect with me at getagriponyourgrammar.com. Until next time, words, language, communication. You've got this.